I intentionally tried not looking at you. The Patrick Hamilton story.
Chapter 1, Friday night in the club.
Friday night kid shoes.
I never wore kids.
Excuse me, sir, do you have that in a 6.5?
You tell us these things.
Maybe one that doesn't light up.
It is really hard to find tennis shoes that I can wear. Like, you just go and I'm like, Velcro, 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 SpongeBob, Batman. Like, I'm like, come on. I'm a 43-year-old. I can't wear these shoes.
Give me something more grown up,
I'm
people.
Like, oh, Velcro, Velcro. Ooh, this one has a zipper pocket.
Could you please start wearing, like, wheelies? Just going up and down.
No, because I would break my neck on those things. I guarantee you.
I think I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Oh. Yeah, please don't get me heels.
I'm getting you the light-up shoes.
Ho, ho, ho! Welcome to Even More Mashed Up.
It's usually you say, I'm Patrick.
Oh, I didn't think we were doing that part.
And then I say, I'm Alan.
Oh, I didn't think we were doing that part.
Does that defeat the artifice of the Santa Claus that was seemingly here? But you said you wanted
to do something different, so I was just...
Well, we still have to introduce ourselves. It's a podcast.
Oh, I'm Santa Claus.
And this is Even More Mashed Up, where, you know, two interesting, quirky guys talk about pop culture.
That's really... That's the jazzy new opening?
Ho, 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 and then just dead silence.
At least I'm trying.
Yeah. Anyway, today is the Christmas show. I'm Alan.
And we are full of Christmas spirit.
He's still Patrick.
Patrick.
That's right. And so you might be asking, well, there's one more podcast next week.
Yes.
Why not Christmas then? Because there's something that's more important than Christmas to Patrick.
Oh, my God.
Well.
One, right? Star Wars.
Yeah, it's about equal.
Yeah. Birth of the baby Jesus. Star Wars, about the same thing to you.
My Christmas tends to be a titch more towards the secular.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else.
Completely somewhere else.
You kind of drew out the secular.
Secular.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about, like, what are we doing for Christmas,
That's
but more
right.
importantly, best Christmas presents,
yes.
ornaments that we love or ornaments that we would love to see.
Mm-hmm. Our traditions.
And others. And so I think we should get going.
We should. We got a packed show.
Unfortunately, Rich is not here today.
No, Rich.
His job has taken him elsewhere.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
But yet we managed to set up the microphones all by ourselves.
We did. Actually, the whole show put together pretty much by us.
Yeah.
Which proves we don't need a Richard.
Yeah, I'm not sure we do. Well, did that need to be proven?
Good point.
Yeah.
I would argue you guys are wrong. He serves a purpose on this show.
He does.
It's not technical support.
It is not a technological
purpose. Is it whipping boy? Is that technically the phrase?
Some people may say that.
Yeah.
Some people may say that.
Yes. But in the spirit of Christmas.
Yes, we shall be kind to Rich.
That's right.
When he's not here.
Well, mostly we'll forget at this point. We probably won't come up.
That's right. Well, he won't be here to remind us with his presence.
That's right.
That we need to mock him.
Exactly. So, you got good Christmas plans?
Well, this year,
yes,
I am spending Christmas in my new house that I just bought.
Yes, we're aware. You've talked about that on the
program
before.
So I feel like I may pull off the rare mega Christmas.
What is mega Christmas?
Well, as you know from previous years, I've had mega Thanksgiving and mega Easter.
Where you sponge off multiple families for multiple meals in the same day.
I might tweak a word or two.
No. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
But that's
where's the free food?
That's fair. But they invite me, so, you know.
Fair enough.
It's not like I just knock on people's doors.
Knock.
Hello. Yeah. Would you like to feed me?
Yeah. Fair enough. So
actually, maybe that's one of the new traditions I should start.
Just go up and down the block.
Just go up and down the block. Hello.
I'm new to the neighborhood. Would you like to feed me?
You should try that at the Turkey Hill across the street.
Yeah, that's not going to be. Yeah, that's probably not where I'm going to start.
I would not.
So, if I were you. But yeah, so, you know, this will be a whole new year of new traditions. Cause,
exciting for you.
You know, I've never sort of spent Christmas in my own house.
You know where I've never spent Christmas?
At my house?
A boy's dorm.
Oh, that's true.
That's right. First boy's dorm Christmas for me.
But will anybody be there over the break?
Nope. Just us.
So you have an entire building.
Are there any other families living there?
I don't know if they're staying or going.
Okay.
Not sure. But for us, like, we're just staying home because we want to just stay home.
Yeah. Yes.
Enjoy the sober car overturned on the road as you drive into school.
Oh, the sober car.
Yep. Nothing says don't drink like slow on the bottle, enjoy the road.
Actually, I think that's the opposite of don't drink.
It is, actually.
I'm pretty sure that is a drink.
I sometimes complain about the drunk driving campaign sometimes. Here? Because it seems to actually say, well, whenever it comes up, I complain about it. But it's not like I complain about it every day.
No. Just the holiday season.
From about Thanksgiving until the New Year.
Yeah, well, because that's when it shows up, is around Thanksgiving.
Right. Then as soon as the car's gone, I won't complain about it anymore.
Nope.
But slow on the bottle. Yep. Enjoy the road. A good campaign.
Yeah. So do the Austins have any sort of new traditions planned in their new space?
Not really. No. Look, we're not big on that kind of planning of tradition. We're just going to have a nice laid-back Christmas.
Okay, yeah. I imagine I'll be, doing some stuff around the house, a.k.a. building Legos.
Building Legos, yeah.
So I may be revising a certain book manuscript.
Seems like you should get to work on that.
I think it's going to be a very quiet, relaxed, play some video games.
It's a way to spend Christmas. Yeah. Family, relaxing.
Yep. Maybe watch Legos. Some of, the best Christmas episodes of the shows that I like.
Yeah, like Even More Mashed Up.
Yes.
The Christmas special.
Yes, which is what we're doing right now.
That's right. Unless you count Rogue One, again, as the Christmas special.
Yeah, it's more like the Star Wars special.
Yeah, fair
enough. I mean, in the sense that Rogue One is sort of a gift to myself and the universe, it's like a Christmas episode.
You and the universe are on the same level?
I did not know.
Do you know Patrick?
Yes. No.
Well, the universe is maybe slightly less important.
That's not cool, man. You're getting some cold.
I would just say this. On the radio show yesterday, Patrick wrote the play, an adaptation of the play I wrote. Mm-hmm. He played only one role, the narrator.
Yep.
The narrator had 80% of the dialogue. Mm-hmm. It was more or less
Patrick just have 80% of his own words. The narrator had none of the dialogue. I might have had 80% of the script, but I had none of the dialogue.
Oh, thank you for that technicality.
That's right.
But yes, it was about 80% you talking.
It was not. Only in the first half. The second half was very dialogue heavy. But I had to do a lot of setting up.
Yeah.
A lot of visual imagination.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. Feels like we should talk Christmas traditions.
Possibly, yes.
So, go. What's your favorite Christmas tradition?
Well, the one we always had in my family was the opening of one present on Christmas Eve.
I think that is just not the thing to do.
Why not?
We never opened a gift on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You open your gifts on Christmas.
No, it's always the fun thing to get home from church after the Christmas Eve service.
Yeah.
And then open a Christmas present.
Yeah, there was one part of what Dan described that my family tended to leave out.
The church?
The church service.
Pretty much, yeah.
There's one thing Dan described that we used to leave out. The present.
Oh, so between us.
Well, my grandfather was a Methodist minister. We almost did it. Yeah, so we'd usually come home and then he would read the Christmas story out of the Bible to us, which was a really nice.
That's nice.
Tradition. But I guess if you want to open up materialism early.
Yes. Well, but it was pajamas or a pair of socks.
Well,
it was none of the good things.
Because you
opened something. It's been sitting in front of you under a tree.
See, that's a rookie move. I always chose which gift I got to
I'm going to let my mother know you called
you
her
got,
a rookie.
You got to pick?
Yeah, I got to pick. I always made sure to pick one for my uncles.
That's a rookie move.
No, but I got to pick. It was always one for my uncles because they always got me toys.
Do they still get you toys?
But then you're leaving the underwear and the socks for the next day.
Exactly.
Dan's got a good idea here. If you've got to open socks,
open them
on Christmas
because
Eve,
the next
done
day,
with it.
The underwear and socks gets buried with all of the other cool toys, and so it's not as disappointing to get underwear and socks.
I disagree.
It's always disappointing to get underwear and socks.
Always.
I will say that last year when we had Christmas at my sister's in North Carolina, what they do on Christmas Eve is that they all open a present, but it's the family gift. Everyone gets the same thing.
I thought you said they drank heavily.
Oh, my God.
I've never said that. Ever. I have never, ever, ever said that.
It might have been only when you were visiting.
Well, I do have that effect on people.
You're intoxicated.
But so last year, Julie got us, all of us got, brand new sort of Christmas-colored flannel pajamas.
Oh, you wore matching pajamas?
Well, we did for about 15 minutes because it was 80 degrees and muggy Christmas in North Carolina. Yeah. That did not.
Nothing says flannel like 80 and muggy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, nothing says Christmas like 80. We had a barbecue, I think, 2 days after Christmas. I'm this is wrong.
No, that sounds lovely.
This is.
I got to tell you, when I lived in El Paso, I loved the El Paso Christmas.
Really?
There was never a hint of snow. And it was beautiful.
I don't need the snow, but at least should be not barbecue weather.
Yeah, it was definitely barbecue weather.
That's
a nice Christmas tradition.
Present.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the drinking heavily.
No.
Well, one of our more recent traditions is listening to the Twisted Sister Christmas album.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because nothing says it's Christmas.
Than hair metal.
More than hair metal. Yeah. So they do this really great metal version of the 12 Days of Christmas.
I don't know if I think I've probably heard that.
So I want to have a competition between you and Dan.
Oh, I've lost already.
It's a big hair metal band from the 80s, sort of doing a big hair themed 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, so we have to guess.
So who
what
can
they are.
Guess the most big hair themed items on the list? Patrick.
Oh, I thought we were not doing them in any particular order.
You'd never get them in order.
I'm going to say like a guitar has to be on there somewhere.
A guitar. No.
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 I'm going to say Aquanet or a hairspray product.
Hairspray. 6 cans of hairspray.
Yes.
Dan Kimbrough. Wow. Up one.
Okay.
Patrick.
I'm going to go with mascara or eyeliner.
Mascara or 11 black mascaras.
Boom.
Boom.
Oh.
Tied up. Dan.
Platform shoes.
10 pairs of platform shoes. Dan, did you look at this before we came?
I've always told people I know nothing about hair metal. I'm scaring myself right
now. This is a little platform shoes. Like, I mean, sure, Kiss or whatever, but yeah, I mean, that's a nice
How about leather vest?
Leather vest?
Or leather in general? Leather pants? Something made of leather.
There is something made of leather, but Dan can steal it if he can
leather
name the
gloves?
Item. It's not a vest.
Gloves.
I don't know.
Did you say gloves?
I don't know.
I got to give it to Patrick. It was a leather jacket, which is closer to the vest.
Yes. All right, all right.
So what is
leather
it? It's
gloves. I don't know. OJ could have been in a hair metal band. I don't know.
Their hands get cold up there on stage.
Like Vince Neil riding a motorcycle. I guess. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. All right. Dan, you're next.
A vehicle with a woman on top.
That should totally be there. It is not.
Well, it's really only there for like warranty.
No, Whitesnake.
Yeah.
Whitesnake.
Oh, sorry, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, Whitesnake. Whitesnake was that.
Your big hair straight.
I generally like it was always crimped in the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of
your hair was crimped in the 80s?
No, like
big hair. Okay. Oh, God.
Yeah, no.
That's an image. If anybody could Photoshop that for
yeah,
us.
You got to have hair to crimp.
Yeah.
First off.
All right, Patrick. It's back to you.
Boy, I'm trying to think what else would there be.
You're missing a couple that are fairly obvious.
How about some lipstick?
Lipstick? No.
Nah.
No.
I think we've exhausted my knowledge of the 80s.
We got to think about the lifestyle, too.
I said women on cars.
Okay. It's more than just women, though. There's another large aspect to being a metal star.
Stop.
It's not going to help me, Patrick.
Really? Like a rock and roll star? Like,
stop.
What do rock and roll stars do?
Stop.
Drugs and alcohol?
Ah, yeah. Dan gets four quarts of Jack. Goes to Dan.
That was like...
He's jumped into the lead 3-2.
Yeah. I hesitate to say this.
Yes.
Strippers?
No.
Dang.
No.
Exotic dancers of any kind?
No.
Okay.
No.
What else do I know about hair metal?
Well, do they worship?
Dude!
The devil?
God?
Satan? I don't know.
Satan? No, it's not Satan. There's not like five Satans. Patrick, you want to steal it?
Devils?
No. Pentagrams.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right.
Pentagrams. Any final guesses? Dan's up 3-2, Patrick. Well, I'll give you one chance of time.
Hair care products, like a brush or a comb or...
No.
How do the hair get up there high?
Oh, amplifiers.
No amplifiers.
Bandanas.
No bandanas.
Mm.
Could have been there. But other items of clothing, perhaps?
Thigh-high boots.
No. Spandex pants.
Oh,
right.
I'm actually kind of glad I didn't think of that.
So
studded belts.
Yeah.
Skull earrings.
Oh, okay.
You guys didn't get the tattered T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
didn't get the silver crosses.
Yeah.
Pentagrams and silver crosses.
And you didn't get a tattoo of Ozzy.
Oh.
Wow.
I take it that's the Partridge in a Pear Tree, because I'm not sure you have 10
and
tattoos.
And a tattoo
of Ozzy. I'm sorry.
Can
you just sing that one more time? Cannot. Maybe a little louder.
My mic's working.
A little louder.
The Twisted Sister Christmas Challenge has been completed.
Yes.
Dan got 3.
Uh-huh.
Patrick got 2.
I feel one of those was pretty steered.
It was a little bit, but I tried to steer one back to you.
No, you didn't.
You fumbled it. I gave you clothes, and you didn't get spandex pants. Or studded belts.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, but Dan got like 3 clues.
All right, next
for the one thing.
Next challenge, then.
Oh,
there's more than one?
If you're going to do the 12 days of Christmas, what if you did it for Even More Mashed Up? What would be the 12 days of Even More Mashed Up?
Oh,
I have a couple of ideas.
Oh, wow.
Well, I think we'd have to have, I think the Partridge on a Pear Tree would have to be, you know, like Richard on a stool.
Okay. I've had a couple with Richard. So I also thought maybe one of them could be Richard yawning.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, Richard yawning.
Richard eating on mic.
Yeah, that too as well.
Yeah. 2 mics falling down.
and a red shirt sitting on a stool.
It's perfect. See, it kind of starts to for Dan, it's totally
late.
Was that me or Richard?
It works for so many people.
Yeah, maybe we'll do 12 minutes late and 11 minutes late.
Three bathroom breaks.
A good one for you. Dan laughing for sure, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Patrick calling me an idiot.
Oh, there's like 12 of those.
Well, then there's also Patrick calling my son an idiot.
There's only one of those.
I think that happened twice.
Once.
No, I'm sure it happened twice.
No, I called Al an idiot.
It came back, though, once.
I believe
it did.
Yeah. Let's see what else. What would be
time travel has to be in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, hating on Barry.
There you go.
Yeah.
But they ought to be numbered things. It's the 12. You got to count down.
Three flashpoints.
Yeah, six timeline screw ups.
There you go.
Okay,
there
that's
you
better.
Go. There you
there
go.
Oh, no.
Eight lives ruined. Wait a minute. Is that about the mashup? Because I'm not sure we've ruined lives.
No, I'm talking about the Flash.
Four regular listeners.
You know, I take issue with that. Almost 300 downloads.
Five halfway decent episodes.
I think we figured out next year's Christmas special.
Yeah. If we could just have somebody write this, yeah.
6 minutes of crying.
That happened once.
Two balls.
Oh, no, just one ball.
This is too good.
It works so well.
Oh. We only entertain ourselves, but this is good stuff.
This is
quality.
Yes, I wouldn't go as far as quality.
What? Seven Facebook comments.
All from Eleni.
No, it was like five.
Man. Yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah. One actual season.
Well, we haven't completed that yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three FCC complaints.
We're a podcast. They have no control over
us. That's right. Okay, good.
We are free of government control, my friend.
That is excellent. Zero government control.
Eight copyright violations.
Yeah, there you go.
No, we try to keep those up to a minimum.
Yeah, that's right. I thought eight was a minimum for us.
Yeah. I'm worried about the up to a minimum, Dan said. Yeah. It feels like that's the wrong way.
Yeah, up to a minimum.
Yeah, we do at least, like, he's given up on none. He's like, up to a minimum. Yeah. We're going to commit some. Like,
it's just the way the game's played, right? Did you drop your notes again? They're under the chair. The sad thing is...
Oh, God, here we go. This is where it goes downhill.
This is the second time you've done this. We've done 12 shows. Twice lost your notes. Oh, if only we had a camera.
I mean,
capture you scrambling around. Don't push the chair over the edge of the.
Now, if you had told me this was going to happen on the Christmas special, I would have set up a camera.
I could have told you.
It's happened twice now.
That's right. That's right.
All right, I'm back.
All right, we have any more on my? You sighed when I said I had a second competition, but
yeah, that the second
the
one
12
was quite
days
good.
Of an even more mashup Christmas is pretty good.
That is pretty good. That's pretty good.
You know, Bobby keeps telling me we need a Twitter account.
You know, I've thought about it, but who's going to run it?
Couldn't we all run it?
Yeah, so we could. We could.
We should
I feel
create
like that's
one?
The kind of thing Richard can handle.
Because
yeah, right.
So could we get it up before the podcast comes so that we could have listeners?
Which podcast?
This one.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
If we could get it up and running, then listeners know that we now have a new Twitter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they can
that would be
send
a nice
suggestions.
Way to kick off the new year with a Twitter account.
But if we did it before the new year, they could send suggestions for the 12 days of Even More Mashed Up.
They could.
This is true.
Bobby says we'll do much better with the youth demographic if we have our own Twitter.
Okay.
Not if you keep calling it Twitter.
Well, I mean...
Oh, they love it when I misname.
Bobby totally technology. Understands the youth demographic, so
he should.
Yeah, he is part of the youth demographic.
By the way, the Nerdvana Fantasy League is off to gangbusters.
Yeah,
real quickly, somebody tried to destroy the Death Star. That was the mission by launching Shrek out of an air hole at the Death Star. It didn't work, but it was a really creative idea. Because they've put together these squads.
Uh-huh.
And they had to figure out what to do with Shrek.
Uh-huh.
And so they launched him at the Death Star.
Okay.
You're not feeling
that
it.
Makes sense.
Yeah. All right.
Said no one.
All right. Any other Christmas traditions you want to talk about?
So I did look up some Christmas traditions around the world.
All right.
So I found one from the Czech Republic.
I know a student from the Czech Republic.
That
so
apparently on Christmas
about.
Eve,
yes,
unmarried women practice a fortune-telling method to predict their relationship status.
Yes.
So they stand with the back to the door.
Yep.
And they toss one of their shoes over their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
If it lands with the toe facing the door, it means that you'll get married within the year. If it lands with the heel facing the door, you're in for another year of not getting married.
Huh. So are you booking a trip to the Czech Republic right now?
Or the kids.
I was waiting. Yeah, like, literally, I just opened the door for the whole shoe thing. And Dan's the one that goes through that door.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have a 6.5?
That's not a 6.5.
Will your shoe reach the door?
Well, they're very small, so they're easy to throw.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
They cover a great distance.
Yeah, but sadly, this is only unmarried women. There was nothing about unmarried men doing this. So,
would you please take your shoe off right now and throw it towards the door? We'll just report it on the podcast.
No, we've got numerous doors. You can pick any door to throw it towards.
Any door you want.
No. You have to throw it over your shoulder, so it has to be the door behind you. And there is not a door behind me. So.
Well, just if you turn yourself a little bit in the studio here.
Nope.
That's a weird one.
Yeah. What's weirder is the Yule Cat.
Is this like the Yule Mouse that you had in the play yesterday?
No, because we had the Yule Cat in the play yesterday and the Mouse King.
Guess I wasn't paying attention.
Way to pay attention to the play.
There was a lot of characters.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry.
There were a lot of characters.
So the Yule Cat, which I found, is a gigantic cat.
It's a cat?
Yes, who devours those that do not have new clothes for Christmas.
Where's this?
This is in Iceland. Because workers who did not process enough wool to make clothes for everyone would be denied clothes themselves, and then they'd get eaten by the cat. This is apparently an Icelandic tradition.
Interesting indeed.
So, but yeah. But that's all I got for Christmas traditions.
That's all you got?
Yep.
Was there ever, real quickly, like a toy that your parents wrestled to get you? Like, was there something that was so popular when you were a kid that your parents were those people, like, in line at Walmart or whatever, elbowing people out of the way to grab, like, a Cabbage Patch Kid or...
Not that I was ever aware of.
And not me either.
Yeah.
No, I don't think... I'm trying to think. The only time my mother ever went out of her way to get something, she got the wrong present.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't the wrong present. She got me a bike one year. And it was brought out Christmas morning.
It was a girl's bike.
Which would have made even more sense.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But it didn't. It wasn't even that. Well, so she brings the bike out, and it's out there Christmas morning, and I'm all happy because it's the exact bike that my next door neighbor has, who's my best friend.
Okay.
And it's the greatest thing in the world.
Stole it. Neighbor.
And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, this is amazing. Tony and I have got the same bike. This is going to be awesome.
Oh, no.
And I start looking at it and I'm like, it's even got the same scratches and marks as Tony's.
She bought Tony's bike?
Tony got a brand new bike Christmas morning too when he walked in the garage. She grabbed the wrong bike. She left my brand new bike in Tony's garage.
She was like, wait. Tony's house
right
from seeing it.
Wait, did Tony keep it?
No, no. Because he came over the next morning. He goes, I got a brand new bike. And I was like, so did I. It's yours. And we just sort of looked at him. My mom goes, no, Tony. You don't have a new bike.
His parents didn't tell him?
No.
Oh, my. Cool.
Because they thought, they just assumed my mother grabbed the right bike out the garage.
I got a brand new bike. Whoa.
No, son.
No, you don't.
I got a brand new bike. You got the same old bike.
Yeah. Oh, that poor Tony.
Wow. I was feeling bad for you when the story started.
Yeah, no.
But it took a twist and it's Tony.
And my sympathies are with Tony. Like, Tony really...
Did he ever recover?
Oh, yeah. We were fine.
Okay.
Yeah, we were fine.
Oh, no. I think Tony's rage would be directed at his parents.
I think that ruins you for the rest of your life, though. Like, when you carry that kind of rage, it breaks your spirit, your soul, right?
I remember there was time where I was opening a present, and it was a Barbie doll, and I was really confused. And that's because where I read where it said to Patrick, it actually said to Valerie. I might have gotten a little swept up in the present opening enthusiasm that I was not paying close attention.
And you didn't want a Barbie.
Didn't want the Barbie.
No?
It was some kind of a doll. Maybe it wasn't specifically Barbie. It was some kind of a doll.
Was it an action figure?
It was not, because I would have wanted that.
Then the difference between Barbie and an action figure is?
I like action figures.
Because? The difference is?
Because they're awesome.
So Barbie is not awesome.
Is what you're saying?
For me, yeah. I'm not a big Barbie fan.
Nice recovery.
You seem like a Barbie fan.
No. Huh. Yeah. No, you know me. I'm not big into, like, collecting things.
No, that's fair.
Never.
So speaking of presents.
Yes.
What was sort of your best Christmas present that you ever got?
I can't pick just one because then I got to, like, sort between my kids. And that gets kind of politically complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So
but also, I'm just going to point out, you didn't mention your wife in that sorting process either. So
Vicky gets it that, like, the kids are the ones you have to kind of be concerned with. Okay. Love you, kids, if you're listening.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
Historically. But when Hope was really young, mm-hmm. it wasn't a gift she gave me, but, like, for 6 weeks leading up to Christmas, mm-hmm. we had to play Christmas every day when I got home from work.
Okay.
Where we would take junk around the house, mm-hmm. and we would wrap it, mm-hmm. and then we would open it, mm-hmm. and then we would do it again the next day.
Okay.
Like, that's one of my best Christmas memories of Hope. We bought, like, this industrial-sized roll of wrapping paper.
I hope you have a lot of wrapping
paper. Because, like, we cranked through wrapping paper like crazy that
year. Yeah. Go environment!
Yeah. And then when Bobby was a little kid, he bought me this little baseball bank, like a mm-hmm. bank that looks like a baseball.
Yes, I understand the concept.
No, that's a fair point.
Yeah. Wait. Your baseball bank looked like a baseball?
Yes, it did. Thank you. Vicky bought me some nice Batman pajamas that I love. But then last year, it was Christmas, right? Or no, it was my birthday. When did she get me this ring that she mailed to your place so it would be a secret?
That, I'm pretty sure, was Christmas.
The new wedding ring that you posted on Facebook?
Yes.
Somebody just sent me a wedding ring.
And that you still didn't figure out was your gift.
No. And then you called the credit card company to try to get the charge canceled.
I was just trying to figure out what was happening.
Even though Vicky told you.
Oh, yeah.
All of this was happening.
Now, in my defense, Vicky had told me like a month before.
Right. So you thought, but as I recall, you thought somebody had stolen your credit card information.
Yes.
To buy a ring.
Yes.
And send it to you.
Correct. That's... I can deny none of those things.
That is some of the worst criminaling that somebody could do.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I have stolen your credit card,
the world's
sir.
Most awkward proposal.
Yeah, I have stolen your credit card so that I can buy you a gift.
Yes. Yes. Well, then when I checked my credit card account, there was no charge, which confused me even further.
Yes, it was a mystery, wasn't it?
It was. So I had to call the ring company.
Oh, my Lord.
And thankfully, I got their answering machine. So I left a message explaining the situation. And then I don't know what sort of triggered it in my mind, but it was at that moment after I had left the message that I realized it was the ring from Vicky.
That was a mistake.
So then I called the company back, figuring, I'll leave a message explaining it. Well, then I get an actual person.
And you have to say, I'm an idiot.
I'm like, yeah, I just left a message regarding a ring that was sent to me. You can just go ahead and disregard that, please.
I've decided to keep the ring.
I've figured out the situation.
Yes. Best family gift I ever got was a white elephant hosted by the Nordstroms.
Oh, farting Santa?
A pair of farting Santas.
A pair of farting
Well,
Santas.
The first year we got one. The next year...
Both from the Calebs.
Amanda brought another one, which is important because my kids were... Like, when we're gone, that's the Christmas decoration that Bobby and Hope are going to wrestle.
Gotcha.
So now we've got one for both.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
We can pass farting Santas along.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not the right phrasing.
Pass farting Santas along?
No. To the kids.
It works.
So how about you? Best Christmas gift?
I would say, there were two. One, and it's along the same line. So there was one year that my dad got me a whole bunch of tour swag from Hall & Oates Tour that year. Because it ended up that a woman in his office, her son was like a roadie or a road manager. So I got the coffee mug.
Could you put that chain together for us again? Your dad had an office mate who had a son who knew a roadie?
No, who was.
Sorry.
A roadie or a road manager or something. So I got the Hall & Oates mug, which I still have the mug.
Was it signed?
No. They just got me the stuff. The mug, the tour program, and then, like, the concert t-shirt.
You didn't get, like, a set list or anything?
No.
That'd be pretty cool.
No, just the tour swag.
Nice.
So.
Wait, so Hall & Oates, they sold mugs?
Yes.
Because I went to lots of concerts.
Never once.
Yeah. Do you want the touring t-shirt? Or do you want the coffee mug?
Never once have I seen a mug at a show.
Ridiculous.
Because Hall & Oates appeals to a refined group of fans.
By refined, you mean like 65-year-olds?
No.
But no, in all seriousness, have you ever been to a concert where they sold mugs?
No, never once.
Do musicals count?
No.
Honestly, I'm trying to think. I don't know that I've been to a musical where there was a mug.
Oh, sure. I got one for Curious Instead of the Dog in the Nighttime. I got a mug.
All right, I guess.
Right. I just think it's weird. To me, it's weird mm-hmm. that part of their touring swag
is a mug.
Is a mug.
Yeah. The Big Bam Boom Tour. I still have the mug.
Huh. I'm trying to think what else they might sell along with mugs.
Oatmeal packets.
I would have gone
Metamucil
packets.
There we go. I was leading up to that one.
Yeah. Got a carnation, instant Hall & Oates.
Chocolate. Breakfast.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ensure.
Yeah. All you got. No, depends. All you got to do to make the breakfast is add a little H2O.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
hey,
that's,
you know, depends horrible. Work the same way.
Oh. Dude, that is not cool.
I'm pretty sure it's the scientific.
That is not cool.
That's when the show went downhill.
Wow.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for you know.
What says Christmas like, you know, urine
pooping all over my memories? Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Hey, you know that great gift your dad got? Yeah, let me crap all over it for about 15 minutes.
No, we are not crapping over your dad's gift.
Really?
No, we are crapping over Hall & Oates and what they sell.
At least 90% of that was on the mug that my dad made.
No, we are spinning it to Hall & Oates.
I hope you're happy with
it. It is a nice gift for you, but it is terrible swag.
Terrible.
It is terrible swag. A mug?
A mug was my favorite part.
We are here to rock you and sell mugs.
We are here to rock. Who wants some tea? We've got Earl Grey.
We've got a little lemon. Do you want a dash of lemon?
We've got a little orange marmalade. Who wanted the orange marmalade? Don't know why I'm going into a southern accent.
I'm waiting for the cease and desist.
What's your other great gift?
Well, the other one is one that my mom did.
Yes.
As you know, the three kids, we were all in theater.
Yes.
And so we came down one year, and our Santa gifts were there, and they were all the same.
Santa gifts.
Yeah. Well, there would always be gifts that showed up Christmas morning.
Right.
That were from Santa.
But just one? It sounds like...
No, there would be multiple.
Okay. All right.
There would be multiple. Yeah. But this year, they were all wrapped exactly the same. And I'm like, I can see where you can get Julie and Val the same thing.
Right.
But...
A Barbie hating you.
You know, and this is where we... You know, this was what? I would have been in college at this point. So, you know, we're all in our 20s. So I'm like... Yeah. I'm not really sure there's something that the three of us all want.
Right.
But what ended up is my mom had taken tons of pictures. And so we each got a mouse pad with one of our pictures on it. We got a coffee mug with one of our pictures on it.
Nice.
And then we got the big photo album that they had gone through and all of our individual actual pictures were in there.
The photo album's the great one, too, right? Like, that's pretty spectacular.
Yep. So I still have that as sort of, you know, sitting on my coffee table.
I think I've perused it before.
You have. You have seen this gift.
There's a Blue Jay picture, right?
No, it's never a Blue
Jay.
Blue
tights and feathers is what I remember.
No, you're getting the sort of silky thing mixed up with feathers.
Okay. Right, fair enough.
Yeah. So, but yeah, those would be the two greatest gifts, besides sort of like, you know, the general Star Wars stuff I got as a kid.
Right. Yeah. Any of that kind of stuff.
Which I still have, the AT-AT. I'm not sure what happened to the Death Star.
Well, when I got the Atari video game console, that was pretty awesome.
Oh, I love the Atari.
I think about how much time I wasted as a kid playing those incredibly lame games.
Yes, I think about how much time I wasted as a kid playing video games. Yes.
Well, these video games today like have a certain level of quality to them.
I disagree.
Oh, come on. The Atari games were awesome.
The old Western one where you would shoot around the cactus.
Yeah.
Oh, Pitfall?
Pitfall. Yeah, once you...
When he goes over the vine?
Right, for like the four screens that you could run.
I'm just saying, man, those games are classic.
Right?
There's a classic quality to them, but you love them because they're classic.
With the alligators? Oh, I loved Pitfall.
You would jump on the alligators and stand on their head while their mouths open.
But you got to make sure you don't stand too far back or they eat you.
But there were literally, what, four screens?
Pitfall, I think, was, four screens maybe. Yeah.
No, sometimes there would be two.
Fall down in a little subterranean passage.
No, because sometimes there would be two alligators and sometimes there would be three. It was wild, man. Crazy.
Tank battle. Tank battle was a good one.
Tank battles.
Combat.
Tank battle holds up.
Of all the games,
tank battles. Yeah.
But when you're a cowboy and you're shooting your other cowboy friend,
I like Space Invaders.
And your bullets bounce off the bottom of the screen.
Hey man,
I don't buy it.
Technology hadn't gotten that far yet.
Yeah. Space Invaders.
Space Invaders. That's a good game. No, Space Invaders is actually a good game.
Yeah, that was Galactica. No,
Galaga.
Yeah.
Galaga was a little post Atari because that was much better graphic.
But if Bobby sees Galaga in an arcade today,
Galaga.
Still goes to play.
Oh yeah,
That game holds up.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. So
speaking of things that hold up,
yes,
maybe we should talk about some classic ornaments.
Yes.
Oh God.
Classic ornaments.
Well, I did a little bit of research on Hallmark ornaments.
Yes.
But mostly, I have ornaments that haven't been made yet, but I think we should make.
Yes. Well, because we talked about this on the radio show a couple of years back, because it was sort of inspired by some of the inappropriate ornaments, remembering sort of
you mean like
odd
the,
moments,
like Spock dying.
Yes, that was the one that kind of kicked it off.
Yeah, like to make
the
it,
one that's literally Kirk and Spock with their hands against each other
as he dies of radiation.
As he dies,
poisoning.
That was a Hallmark ornament like a year ago.
That's just like to me. Who wants that on their tree?
But the other one that was creepier,
worse than Spock dying.
Yes,
Don't you remember that? Because I talked about this.
Yeah.
Was the one not. That is, it's the Let's Get It On ornament, which is, it's a glass of milk that with female eyes and, you know, like eyebrows and stuff, and a gingerbread man that's sort of sidling up to her and winking, and she has this terrified look on her face, and it plays Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On.
She looks terrified.
Oh, she looks totally terrified.
So this was at Hallmark?
This is a Hallmark ornament, like, I think last year or the year before.
So when people talk about rape culture.
Yeah, exactly.
They're talking about Hallmark.
Hallmark.
Yeah, that
Hallmark.
Gingerbread
Hallmark
man
Hallmark
is about
culture.
To do bad things to that glass of milk, and that glass of milk knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, that is, so yeah, so that wow. was sort of what that inspired.
That is ugly.
So I looked at some of the Hallmark ornaments this year for yes. which one seemed kind of inappropriate.
Sure. You are the research gurus. Go.
Well, I found several. Like, they always have Star Wars ones.
Of course.
But one of the ones this year is the Death Trooper, which kind of feels, you know, Death Trooper doesn't feel particularly
no.
holiday-y. They've got a Venom ornament from Marvel Comics. They've also got one that's the Alien Queen from Aliens.
See, they've
so,
clearly...
Like, these are a little...
They've run out of things. My favorite from a couple years ago was Jolly Old St. Piccolus.
Oh, I forgot about it. I got you St. Piccolus.
The pickle ornament that plays a song.
Yeah, I got you
Piccolus. It's got a red hat and a beard, which is perfect for northeastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, because of the hide the pickle.
Where some of our students still hide the pickle in the tree.
Yeah.
What in the world is hide the pickle?
So a couple of years ago. No, not a couple of years. When I first got here, I'm teaching a class and we're talking. It's getting near Christmas time. And a student says, yeah, I can't wait to go home and hunt for the pickle in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you have to stop class and say, like, what the hell are you talking about, right? Because, yeah. like, so there is a tradition here. Not mm-hmm. all do it, but the adult hides a pickle in the tree, and then the kids come and try to find the pickle, and whoever finds the pickle gets a cash reward.
Mm-hmm. They also could eat the
so
pickle.
Many questions. This is a yeah. real pickle.
Yes.
Well, they,
yeah, that was my question the first time he explained it. It is an actual pickle.
But they said some use an ornament, so I think it can go either way.
Okay.
So you want your child rummaging through the tree that you've spent how much time
yes,
ornately yes. decorating
right.
oh, yeah.
to find a pickle.
Yep.
And then when they do destroy your tree,
yes.
you give them a cash
reward.
Cash.
It feels like we're teaching them a valuable lesson.
There are things I don't understand about northeastern Pennsylvania.
That
this
was
one
of them. Yes.
Yeah, but that's a whole show. Yeah,
things
yeah,
I don't
when
understand.
When we are ready to retire, maybe
things we don't understand about this place we've yeah. spent our lives.
Yes.
So another one I thought you yep. would enjoy from this year,
yes.
is the Feliz Navidad ornament
uh-oh.
From Hallmark, which is a snowman in a sombrero and matching vest with the oh, mustache and the little goatee with a yeah. little
guitar. And by vest, you mean poncho?
I guess it seemed more vesty to me. Poncho's fine too.
So, sort of like you dressed up to do your Pancho Villa
I don't know what
book
talking
report
about.
Back in sixth grade?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because this doesn't have bandoliers, does it?
And it was fifth grade.
How did Pancho Villa talk?
I don't remember. That is, I'm not good with voices.
So, have you seen Darth Vader in the ugly Christmas sweater?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There's also a Tony Romo ornament this year, though I think they're going to replace it with Dak Prescott.
Oh, good one.
Ching.
I thought you were going to say it was broken.
No. No, because he's recovered now. So.
Yeah, he won't be for a month.
So, but yeah, they also have yet another Christmas Story leg lamp, which I think they do one every year.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, getting a little tired. The
you
other one
do
I
an
liked
entire
was,
tree of leg lamps at this point.
Yeah. The other one they had is yeah. they have the another one that's the gopher from Caddyshack.
Yeah. Mm.
But it's a solar-powered motion ornament. Which I see one slight flaw with that at Christmas.
Yeah.
Like your solar-powered motion ornament.
Yeah.
Not sure that's going to work great, particularly in northeast Pennsylvania.
No.
In the winter.
No.
So, but those were all the ones. But then I also thought of like ones, like the Kirk and Spock one,
right.
that they totally should do ornaments for.
Right.
Other sort of great moments in pop culture.
Right. Kind of like the $6 million man.
Yes.
Which would be a good one. So I've got a list. That I just like feedback on.
Okay.
So we can trade them around.
Excellent.
Okay. Here's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's for Patrick. It's Hawkeye.
Yes.
And the sound effect is someone jogging slowly to the rescue.
Yeah. That's
just a half-ass effort.
Yeah.
It's kind of what this ornament is.
Are you talking
about
the ornament or, you know, your idea?
This is a brilliant idea.
It's a terrible
You're just
idea.
Mad.
No.
You know? Well,
no,
Quicksilver
what, no,
is lying dying in the
no.
background.
See.
Hawkeye's just kind of jogging off the
no,
life raft.
What would be better is the Hawkeye motion ornament
yeah.
that does a little cha-ching with his bow.
That would be good too. Like, but I like it. No, I like him jogging slowly to the rescue.
Well, while we're sticking with Avengers,
yes,
I feel like a moment in Avengers that really should be commemorated would be like when Loki stabs Agent Coulson through the back with the spear.
That'd be a good one.
Like, that feels on par with,
especially
the death of
if
Spock.
You had a solar activated motion sensor that showed the sword literally going through Coulson.
Or it just lights up, like it turns red.
That could work too.
Yeah,
fair enough. Fair enough. I'd really like a Harvey Bullock ornament from Gotham. Back in the day when he used to say, sure as eggs.
Yeah.
If he just said, sure as eggs.
You could do a Commissioner Gordon one. I'm a bounty hunter.
You know what, I'd really like is pantsless on the tree.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
It no, sound it does right. not.
It does not sound right.
Well, Barbara wears pants now, so we can't really use that nickname anymore.
Now, this one I thought would be good, and you'll probably just... I gave names to some of my ornaments.
Of course you did.
Yeah. So this one's called Squeal Piggy.
Wait. Now, is that Deliverance?
Yes, with the banjo
or
music.
Or is it the mashup where it's Piglet?
No. That's it's the Deliverance one. Deliverance. It would be one with the banjo music. It would be a musical ornament.
It wouldn't say, sure do got a pretty mouth?
No. I think it would just be the banjo music. Yep, exactly.
Got it. Well, I thought we could get a little literary with some of them.
Mm.
If we're looking for Grimm.
Yes.
How about, and this is not a good title, Old Yeller being put down.
Yeah, boy, that
where
is
you
a
you hear
terrible
the gunshot
title.
And you see a moving bullet.
But yes, that is.
Wow.
Or it's just Old Yeller right before he gets killed. And it's just, you know, the little kid with the gun.
Yeah, I'd like the moment of death.
Yeah, there you go.
So Old Yeller being put down is not a good one?
Oh, no, I think
that, I personally think it's amazing.
I think that would be a great one.
Right. I also think there'll be a lot of tears at Christmas.
What's Christmas for?
Oh, what if it's a sound
Tony
one?
Tony cried a lot, didn't he, that day?
Yeah. What if it's a sound one and the sound is just a gunshot?
Yeah, that would be fine, too.
That would be good. Yeah. So, I thought of one, the death of Gwen Stacy. You could have, like, her kind of hanging off of Spider-Man's web and sort of bouncing.
Do you hear her back crack?
It's her neck.
Oh,
because she hits her head.
Either way.
So I thought that would be another sort of inappropriate one.
Okay. How about the death of Bambi's mother?
Oh.
Ooh. Now, would that be on the opposite side of the tree as the Old Yeller one?
I think you'd put them together. I think you want like a death corner.
A death corner of the tree?
Yeah.
Well, I've got another one for that. From Dr. Strangelove, Slim Pickens riding the A-bomb down.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of surprised they haven't done that one.
Shouting yee-haw.
They totally should do that.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yeah.
How
about one with... Batman standing over Superman with his neck on his throat, and it's a sound one where
Martha.
Superman says Martha, and Batman just yells, "Why'd you say that name?"
Martha,
I think that would be perfect.
That's not bad. How about something from The Grapes of Wrath?
Mm.
Rose of Sharon with her stillborn baby.
Oh yeah, that's a happy moment.
Yeah, no,
that's a happy moment. What about? I thought we could do sticking with contemporary films.
Yes,
from Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
a motion-activated enchantress ornament.
She does like
her weird shimmy dance.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would be perfect for you.
For me?
Yes. Well, because that is like your favorite part of Suicide Squad, which I think comes out on DVD today.
One of my least favorite movies. How about a Bartleby the Scrivener ornament?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
I would prefer not to.
Yes.
Right? That's all he says.
Yes. It would just be him, like, standing.
Standing in a corner.
Not even a corner. Just standing. I would prefer not to.
I would prefer not to.
He does nothing.
That's it.
I would
buy that ornament.
Oh, I totally would buy a Bartleby the Scrivener ornament.
We're probably the only two people who would.
No. There's probably at least one more.
A couple lit professors elsewhere.
Yeah, that's kind of that thing that would appeal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that would appeal. I thought about another one, which I called I'll Never Join You, is the scene where Vader cuts off Luke's hand. You can have the hand be spring activated.
Oh, I like it. Like
sort of comes shooting
it
off.
It kind of jumps.
Yeah.
Why don't half of these ornaments are just motion ornaments, like the Gwen Stacy, the A-bomb, that one. Just have them hanging from the tree. Like just the hand, like Luke falling, but the hand is what's holding onto the branch.
Oh, it could be like a two-part. You get a Vader standing up and Luke falling down.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
We should trademark right now on the show two-part ornaments.
I think you should.
Oh, no, they've already got those at Hallmark.
Do they?
I've got some of them.
Damn it, Hallmark. Yeah. I think we should do a whole series of politicians.
Oh.
Taft stuck in a bathtub.
Mm.
Sweaty Nixon during the 1960 debate with Kennedy?
No, just Nixon hurled with phlebitis.
Yeah,
in fact, there should be just one of Nixon's jowls.
Yeah.
Just two jigs.
It's all jowls.
That's not bad.
It's all
That could work. Yeah, anyway, like, what would the Trump ornament say? Let me just say wrong.
Or make America great again.
Yeah.
Or I don't need your support anymore.
How about a King's X ornament?
Greatest band of our lifetime.
Would it just be an X with like a crown on it?
It'd just be the King's X
logo, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, anything else?
Let's see. Well, like, there's anything from Game of Thrones, I'm sure would be appropriate. The Death of Will.
The Red Wedding. Oh, yes. The Death of Will would be excellent.
You just have, like, his head spring off.
It's good to understand that you now know the importance of Will in the show.
No, well, in this show, yes. I understand the importance of Will in our show.
That was one of the moments you got really angry with me on the radio.
Wasn't that, like, the first show?
It was early.
It was, like, the second show.
It was early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I've got a challenge for you and Dan.
Oh, Lord.
Well, we need even more mashed up ornaments, too.
Oh, we do.
We do.
Right? Like, what do those ornaments
look I know what
like?
One is.
What?
Just a ball.
Just a ball.
Just ball.
One singular ball.
Just ball.
Just ball. That's good.
And it's got the audio clip of us, like, for a minute just in tears.
Yeah.
Just ball.
For me, it would be assembling the gun mic, saying, which way is the battery going?
Mmm.
The shotgun mic.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
That's what I meant to say, the shotgun mic.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah.
You've got to have a rich bobblehead.
That would be excellent.
On a stool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, on a stool.
I assume it would, for Patrick, it would just be you sitting there saying, you're an idiot.
No.
You're an idiot.
No.
It'd be an empty chair.
I've only said that once or twice.
It's kind of, that's your catchphrase.
I don't think that's
what have you said more often? Besides
Anywho?
Just ball.
Yeah, just ball.
That's your catchphrase.
Anywho. Just ball.
Now, let's go to your radio catchphrase.
Yeah.
That's all I got. I was just wondering if you guys had any ideas.
Yeah, other ideas for mashup ornaments.
What we
might do. Yeah.
Well, the Deadpool.
Huh? Yeah.
That little Deadpool that's on the
You mean my bobblehead?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be a good one.
There's that. I think we could have, like, one of the mics, but it doesn't stay up.
No, that's it just swings around. That's good.
Yeah, that would be good. I know. How about a completely black studio with the door locked?
Nice. How about a green screen that you can never actually move or use?
There you go.
Yeah.
Or a couch about to fall off the stage.
Yeah.
We moved the couch.
A motion ornament of me constantly dropping my notes down the couch.
Oh, under the... Yeah. That'd be a good one.
There we go. These feel very, like,
we need to get
up
on these things.
Oh, good.
We do. Well, we need swag. Like, how else are we going to retire on this thing?
If we can't start selling mugs.
If we don't start having stuff.
If we can't start selling mugs.
We got to start selling things.
Mugs.
Because
I've got the email from Dan that says we get 98% of the profits. I'm pretty sure that's a binding contract.
You get 98% of all profits.
That's right.
Wow. Now it's on the air, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like we need to start getting stuff.
Right.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
We need to get Brianna and Mary Pat on this.
They get stuff done.
They will get things done. Yeah. That's what we need.
All right.
You guys need to come up with swag.
Are we going to start with mugs? That seems kind of old.
Well, we want to come up with things for all various levels of our audience. So, yeah,
like beer steins.
You know, mugs. Ooh, I like beer steins.
Shot glasses.
Ooh, I like the shot glasses.
Yeah. I want rub-on temporary tattoos.
I don't want those. Oh, how about shrinky dinks?
Shrinky dinks would
even
be
more
odd.
Mashed up shrinky dinks.
Yeah.
What is a shrinky dink?
What?
Excuse me?
How do you not know what a shrinky dink is?
It's a little piece of plastic that you would color and then you put it in the oven
and
it would
shrink. And then you put it on like a string and you have like a necklace?
You've never seen shrinky dinks?
Why would you want it to shrink?
Because that's what it does.
It's not a question I ever ask myself. It's a fair question, but...
No, one of the keys to shrinky dinks is not really inquiring too deeply into the shrinky
dink. You don't want to overthink it.
Yeah.
Not only have you ever heard of shrinky dinks.
But yeah, like you would get them and they'd be on the, like, this sort of plasticky tray thing.
Yeah.
Like I would get, my mom would get me like Spider-Man ones or something.
Right, often superheroes for me.
And then you would color them and they would be, you know, they'd be like, you know, that big or something.
That's good for the podcast.
How big is
that big, Patrick?
I'm showing Dan. I'm explaining it to Dan.
Yeah, but we're on the podcast, so people are listening.
But
our people they might need educated
our people know what shrinky dinks are.
I'm not sure.
I don't think they do.
So you're saying they'd be what, 4 inches maybe?
Yeah, probably something like that. And then you'd put them in the oven and they shrink down to like about an inch.
Yeah.
That's the worst present ever.
Oh, I love shrinky dinks.
I didn't love shrinky dinks, but I would do a shrinky dink.
Oh, I loved them. Shrinky dinks and color forms.
I never did color forms.
You never did color forms?
No.
We also never got mugs at a show, so.
Yeah, we led different lives.
Apparently. Your life was a shrinky dinkless, color formless.
No, I had shrinky dinks. I didn't have color formless.
Okay, Dan's was a.
I just didn't go to rock and roll concerts. Well, quote unquote rock and roll concerts where they sold mugs.
I'd like to clarify, I didn't actually go to that concert.
But it was a concert, right? They gave a concert.
I just know it was
at which they sold mugs.
I don't know. All I know is that they got the mug from the maybe it was like the official backstage tour mug. It wasn't something they sold.
Yes, because when I think of a rock show,
that's right.
I think of the official backstage tour mug. Mug.
If I could only get like a Slayer backstage mug, I'd be the happiest man in the world.
Note to self.
Slayer does not have mugs.
I bet you they do now.
Well, they might. They're getting
ready. Well, yeah, now they probably do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Prepare to eat some crow, my friend, in your mug.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
That's right. And Happy New Year.
Yeah.